We're standing near Keshena Falls on the Wolf River on the Menominee Indian Reservation. We're gathered here for a ceremony near the rapids. Several Menominee Indian men stand in a circle. The men sing a welcome to the sturgeon. Dave Granol is a spiritual leader for the Menominee people. He put some tobacco in the water as an offering to give something back to the river.
Prior to 1892, when dams were built below the reservation, the sturgeons would come here every year, and the dam stopped that. But 6 years ago, a group of Menominees got together and requested sturgeon from the DNR so that we could revive the annual sturgeon feast and celebration, which our ancestors did prior to the dams.
A tank truck from the Wisconsin DNR is unloading several sturgeon into a small holding pond. It's part of an agreement between the state and the tribe to move fish from below the Shawano Dam upstream to reservation waters. Later, these fish will be used at the feast. We travel down the river about 40 miles to Manawa. A Wisconsin DNR game warden stands on the bank. He's teaching some excited school kids about sturgeon.
They like the rocks. They'll lay their eggs on the rocks every springtime they come up here when the water temperature reaches about, about 59 degrees. They come up here when the water temperature is about that. Once they lay their eggs, then they'll head back out into the river system and they'll stay there. And later on in the summer, they'll move back into Lake Winnebago. You can see that one down there has an orange tag.
As the game warden finishes, Kendall Comke arrives and slips into his waders. Comke works as a biologist for the state of Wisconsin, managing the sturgeon. He's getting ready to go into the water and net some fish to get eggs for a local fish hatchery. The hatchery raises sturgeon for restoration projects around Wisconsin.
What's the appeal of these fish? I mean, other than they look like jaws, you know, what's appealing about them?
Well, they've been described as being so ugly that only a mother could love them. But really, I guess what's unique about them is the opportunity to see a fish that was around with the dinosaurs and has survived this long, relatively unchanged. And to be able to see, a 5 and 6 foot long fish swimming in, you know, a foot of water right along shore during this time of the year.
The sturgeon were once plentiful throughout the Great Lakes, but overfishing and poaching in the 1800s and later depleted their numbers. Wisconsin is fortunate to have a healthy, naturally reproducing lake sturgeon population. It's a world-class fishery. In Wisconsin, about 40 to 50,000 mature adult sturgeon still live in the Lake Winnebago watershed. The fish grow slowly and live more than 100 years. The fish feed on the bottom, eating snails, small clams, and insect larvae. Kendall Comke wades into the river up to his chest. He scoops up a sturgeon in the landing net. The men wrestle the fish up on the rocks. They take some sperm and measure the fish. Comke holds up the sturgeon and points to the odd-shaped mouth.
Well, pull it out, it's like a big vacuum cleaner. Just the barbels, when they feel something, that mouth flies out and sucks it up. That's a big male. And back in the water. Unharmed.
Later, while taking off his waders, Comke talks about the sturgeon.
I have a lot of respect for them, that they can have survived that long and that unchanged, despite the increasing pressures that are being put, on their habitat where they live and things like that. If you want to make an analogy, it's like to be a, you know, to appreciate good blues music or something, you have to have walked that road that the blues singer has walked. And these fish, I guess, if you had to pick music, I think they'd be blues singers because they've had a hard time just to get this far to be up here and spawn. They've gone through a lot in their life just to make it this far. So you got to respect that.
For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Nick Vanderpie in Manawa, Wisconsin.